Amanda Redman has always appreciated the NHS, and now, like millions of us across the country, she's supporting Clap for Our Carers each Thursday evening. I've spent a lot of time in hospital throughout my life, and I've always appreciated the NHS, says Amanda, who still bears the scars of burns from when she was severely injured as a toddler in a scalding accident. I think we're so lucky. They're magnificent. They're absolutely superb. And the hospitals out in Sri Lanka and India, well, they can't hold a candle to us. They have very limited resources and have to operate under huge hardship. Viewers have recently been transported back to the stunning shores of South India for a third series of the popular ITV drama The Good Karma Hospital. Following its run this spring, series 3 arrives on DVD, thanks to Acorn Media International, alongside the Good Karma Hospital Complete Series 1-3 DVD box set, which has also been released. The close-knit, hard-working team at the run-down but resourceful medical centre in the tropical Indian coastal town are led by the formidable Dr. Lydia Fonseca, played by Amanda, and junior doctor Ruby Walker, played by Amrita Acharya. They must face their most shocking case yet when one of their own team is injured in a vicious acid attack. Meanwhile, Ruby's simmering relationship with Dr. Gabriel Varma must contend with the arrival of Dr. Esha Ray, a glamorous older surgeon from Gabrielle's past. She sweeps into town on the miracle train, which provides life-saving surgeries with the latest equipment. Lydia's boyfriend Greg, played by Neil Morrissey, has his life turned upside down when his whirlwind daughter Tommy blows into town out of the blue, forcing him to reconnect with his past. But when a surprise illness strikes, no beloved character is safe. Could it be the end for one of our favourites? The recent acid attack storyline in the series grew from an idea put forward by Amanda, and she explains why. I thought it was a good storyline for us to do simply because it's very relevant to India, and it's also sadly becoming quite relevant to us as well. So I thought it was something that the audiences would be interested in, and that's proved to be the case, I think, which is great, she says. I'm heavily involved with the Children's Burns Trust and the Burns Research Centre at Queen Victoria Hospital in East Grinstead, and they helped us with the storyline in order to make it as realistic as possible. Amanda greatly enjoys playing the character of Dr. Lydia Fonseca. She's fantastic to play because I get lots of great lines to say, which is always fun, she says. She's passionate, she's got huge amounts of energy, she's got a huge heart, and she doesn't suffer fools gladly. That's basically her. Although the series is set in Kerala in India, it's filmed in southern Sri Lanka. We're over there for 4 months, which is a long time to be away from your family and friends, I have to say, Amanda says. But it's an absolutely beautiful country with beautiful people, and we're always made to feel extremely welcome. It's paradise, actually, out there, and whenever our friends and family come over to visit us, all of them say, this is the most beautiful place. It's a very spiritual place. She adds, the Wi-Fi connection isn't brilliant, so trying to Skype home can be a bit challenging at times. We do work very long hours and it's very, very hot and very, very humid. So when we're working in the hospital particularly, there's no air conditioning, so that can be quite challenging. And there's plenty of wildlife too. You've got monkeys. Whilst you're filming, they'll be swinging from the trees outside the window, Amanda says. And you've got elephants just walking down the street. You've got the most toxic snakes in the world in Sri Lanka, so we often see snakes. The series seems to have struck a chord with viewers, which Amanda describes as fabulous. I'm ever so thrilled about that because a lot of care has been put into it, she says. I think it's got grittier. We're dealing with some quite gritty storylines this season, which is good, because what we don't want to be is some sort of light, fluffy soap. We want it to be real. I think people are fascinated by the different culture, because it's vastly different to here. And it's great for us, because we work with a lot of Indian actors and Sri Lankan actors, really marvellous ones, who I wouldn't have had the opportunity to work with if I wasn't doing this, so I'm very grateful for that. The Good Karma Hospital has been enjoyed by many viewers, with millions watching each week. Its success, believes Amanda, is due to a mixture of things. I think it's shot beautifully, it's very filmic, and so the scenery is magnificent, she says. I think people are interested in the culture and the different stories, and the characters are well drawn. There are a few things, I think, that make it successful, and it's great Sunday evening viewing, isn't it? it's perfect.
Thank you, Jane. I trust that the hospital does have good karma, and everything will work out fine in the end.